Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Subha Kaul with the Midday News. The headlines. African Union inducted as permanent member of G20 on Indian proposal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon world to transform the global trust deficit into trust and reliance. Mr. Modi to hold bilateral meetings with leaders of United Kingdom, Japan, Germany and Italy today. In Morocco, over 600 people killed due to a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Prime Minister Modi expresses condolences. CID arrests former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Chandrababu Naidu, in Skill Development Corporation scam. In US Open tennis, Daniil Medvedev storms into men's singles final, beating defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Pakistan in Super 4 at 3 p.m. tomorrow in Colombo. With the kickstart of the 18th G20 summit in New Delhi, the African Union today became a permanent member of the grouping. At the inaugural session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi invited the head of the African Union, Azali Assoumani, to take his seat as a permanent member of the G20. India had proposed that the African Union be granted permanent membership of G20 with the sense of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas. In his remarks at the first session titled One Earth, Mr. Modi said India's G20 presidency has become a symbol of inclusion both inside and outside the country. He added that this has become the people's G20 in India as crores of Indians are connected to this.
Bharat ki G20 presidency desh ke bhitar aur desh ke bahar inclusion ka sabka saath ka prateek ban gayi hai. सबका साथ की भावना से ही भारत ने प्रस्ताव रखा था कि अफ्रीकन यूनियन को G20 की स्थायी सदस्यता दी जाए. आप सबकी सहमति से मैं अफ्रीकन यूनियन के अध्यक्ष को G20 के स्थायी सदस्य के रूप में अपना स्थान ग्रहण करने के लिए आमंत्रित करता हूं.
India today called upon the world to transform the global trust deficit into one of trust and reliance. Prime Minister Modi said this is the time for everyone to move together. He also pointed out that if the world can defeat COVID-19, it can also triumph over the trust deficit caused by the war.
Aaj G20 ke president ke taur par Bharat puri duniya ka aahwan karta hai ki hum milkar sabse pehle इस ग्लोबल ट्रस्ट डेफिसिट को एक विश्वास एक भरोसे में बदले. यह हम सभी के साथ मिलकर चलने का समय है और इसलिए सबका साथ सबका विकास सबका विश्वास सबका प्रयास का मंत्र हम सभी के लिए एक पथ प्रदर्शक बन सकता है.
The Prime Minister said whether it is the management of food and fuel, terrorism, cyber security, health, energy or water security, a solid solution has to be found for future generations.
वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्था में उथल-पुथल हो, नॉर्थ और साउथ का डिवाइड हो, ईस्ट और वेस्ट की दूरी हो, फूड, फ्यूल और फर्टिलाइजर का मैनेजमेंट हो, टेररिज्म और साइबर सिक्योरिटी हो, हेल्थ, एनर्जी और वाटर सिक्योरिटी हो, वर्तमान के साथ ही आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए हमें इन चुनौतियों के ठोस समाधान की तरफ बढ़ना ही होगा.
Mr. Modi said the 21st century is an important time to show the world a new direction. He stressed that this is the time when old problems are seeking new solutions and the world should move ahead fulfilling responsibilities with a human-centric approach.
21वीं सदी का यह समय पूरी दुनिया को नई दिशा दिखाने वाला और नई दिशा देने वाला एक महत्वपूर्ण समय है. ये वो समय है जब बरसों पुरानी चुनौतियां हमसे नए समाधान मांग रही हैं और इसलिए हमें ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक अप्रोच के साथ अपने हर दायित्व को निभाते हुए ही आगे बढ़ना है.
Let's go over to our correspondent Anupam, who is at the main venue of the Global Summit. Hello, Anupam.
Yes, Subha.
Could you elaborate on the significance of the inclusion of the African Union in the G20?
The joining of African Union in G20 is a big victory for India. It will further increase the global stature of India in the world. Apart from this, economic, strategic and cultural relations with AU will be strengthened. After assuming the chair of G20, India has continuously made efforts to amplify the voice of Global South and to bring African Union to the G20 bloc. If we talk about the global challenges like food security, energy security, many countries included in the African Union are constantly facing challenges. Inclusion of AU in G20 will strengthen their voice, and cooperation with G20 nations can help them in dealing the challenges. The step will definitely boost economic growth and investment in the African continent. Subka.
Okay, and what are the other areas that came up for discussion in the first session of the summit?
Shubhka, during the first session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi raised many issues with the member countries. He highlighted trust deficit between the countries and called upon them to bring mutual trust. India also raised issues like turmoil in global economy, food, energy, water, fertilizer, terrorism, cybersecurity and health. And India stressed on the need for new solutions to tackle these challenges. Shubhka, I want to inform that in a short while from now, the Prime Minister will chair the second session, themed One Family. Tomorrow, the third session on One Future will be held and a New Delhi declaration will be issued. Shubhka.
Thank you, Anupam. We will keep tracking you later in the day as well. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu has extended a warm welcome to all heads of delegations of the G20 nations, guest countries and international organizations participating in the G20 summit. In a social media post, she said, India's G20 presidency theme, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, One Earth, One Family, One Future, is a global roadmap for sustainable, inclusive and human-centric development. Several bilateral meetings are also lined up for today and tomorrow. The Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings with leaders from the United Kingdom, Japan, Germany and Italy today. He will also hold such meetings tomorrow with the French President Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Modi will also do a pull-aside meeting with Canadian leaders and bilateral meetings with leaders of Comoros, Turkey, UAE, South Korea, European Union, European Commission, Brazil and Nigeria. Apart from the bilateral and G20 summit meeting, the world leaders and delegates are scheduled to visit different parts of the city. More from our correspondent.
In the evening today, President Draupadi Murmu is going to host the state dinner for the world leaders and the delegates. A cultural evening showcasing India's diverse musical journey has been planned along with a gala dinner. Classical and folk music and various rare musical instruments are going to be a part of the cultural event. Young musicians and Divyang artists are going to perform at the event. The spouses of heads of delegation are going to inaugurate an exhibition, namely Roots and Roots, at the National Gallery of Modern Art in the national capital. The exhibition is an exquisite display of Indian antiques and sculptures from various central government museums and galleries. The selection of artifacts was undertaken with a focus on historical significance, artistic merit and thematic relevance. The spouses of the G20 leaders will also visit the Indian Agriculture Research Institute. Tomorrow, the global leaders are going to visit the Rajghat in New Delhi and pay homage to Mahatma Gandhi. With Sushil Chandra Tiwari, this is Prarthana, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Morocco, death toll from a 6.8 magnitude earthquake has risen to at least 632 people, while at least 329 have been injured. The death toll is most likely to rise further as per reports. Of those injured, 51 are said to be in a critical condition. The powerful earthquake that struck at central part of the country late on Friday also damaged the Red Walls, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, among other structures. The quake's epicenter was at a relatively shallow depth of 18.5 kilometers. It occurred about 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakech and 56 kilometers west of the Atlas mountain town of Oukamaïdine. Prime Minister Modi expressed his condolences over the loss of lives in Morocco. He prayed that all injured recover at the earliest. In his opening remark at G20 summit, Mr. Modi said, India is ready to offer all possible assistance to Morocco in this difficult time.
हम प्रार्थना करते हैं कि सभी injured लोग शीघ्र स्वस्थ हो. इस कठिन समय में पूरा विश्व समुदाय मोरक्को के साथ है और हम उन्हें हर संभव सहायता पहुंचाने के लिए तैयार हैं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle @AIRNewsAlerts. Former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Chandrababu Naidu, has been arrested by the Criminal Investigation Department, CID Police, in Nandyal today in connection with the Skill Development Corporation scam. The allegations against Mr. Naidu and others involved in the case include manipulating contracts, misappropriating public money, and orchestrating a fraudulent scheme under the guise of Skill Development Corporation. The project in question had a total cost of 3,356 crore rupees, with the government contributing 10% while Siemens committed to 90% of the funding. The Election Commission has declared by-poll results of 7 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Kerala, Tripura and Uttarakhand. The BJP won 3 seats in Tripura and Uttarakhand, while SP, Congress, TMC and JMM won 1 seat each. The 6 states went to poll on 5th September. The BJP retained the Bageshwar Assembly seat in Uttarakhand. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party candidate Sudhakar Singh defeated his BJP rival Dara Singh Chauhan in the Ghoshi Assembly by-poll. JMM candidate Baby Devi won the by-election to the Dumri Assembly seat in Jharkhand's Girdi district. The ruling Trinamool Congress wrested the Dhungpuri Assembly seat in West Bengal's Jalpaiguri district from the BJP. In Tripura's Sepaijala district, the BJP won the by-elections to the Dhanpur and Boksanagar Assembly seats by huge margins. Tafajjal Hussain won the Boksanagar seat and Bindu Debnath bagged the Dhanpur. In Kerala, the opposition Congress UDF retained the Puttuppally Assembly constituency with win of Chandi Umen. Russia is holding local elections in occupied parts of Ukraine that Moscow annexed a year ago. The voting is scheduled for the same weekend as other local elections in Russia, as well as Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. In US Open tennis, Russia ace Daniil Medvedev cruised to the final of the men's singles, defeating defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 7-6, 6-1, 3-6, 6-3. Earlier, second seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia defeated American unseeded Ben Shelton 6-3, 6-2, 7-6 in the first semi-final yesterday. Djokovic and Medvedev will face each other in the summit clash to be played on Monday. The women's singles final is slated between Belarusian second seed Aryna Sabalenka and sixth seed American player Coco Gauff tomorrow. In men's doubles, Rohan Bopan and Matthew Ebden lost the final match of the men's doubles against defending champion British-American pair of Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram in New York last night. Indo-Australian pair of Bopanna Ebden made a dominating start in the summit clash by winning the first set, but failed to cash in on the golden opportunity and lost to the British-American pair Ram Salisbury 6-2, 3-6, 4-6. In women's doubles, New Zealand-Canadian pair of N. Rowliff and Gabriela Dabrowski will be up against German-Russian duo Laura Sejmun and Vera Zvereva in the final clash on Sunday. In mixed doubles, American pair of Austin Krajic and Jessica Peguela will face the pair of Kazakhstan's Anna Danilane and Finland's Harry Hiluvaara in the final today. In Asia Cup Cricket 2023, Colombo is all set to host the India vs. Pakistan Super 4 clash tomorrow. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time at Premadasa International Cricket Stadium in Colombo. Today, Sri Lanka will meet Bangladesh at Premadasa International Cricket Stadium in Colombo at 3 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. African Union inducted as permanent member of G20 on Indian proposal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon world to transform the global trust deficit into trust and reliance. Mr. Modi to hold bilateral meetings with leaders of United Kingdom, Japan, Germany and Italy today. In Morocco, over 600 people killed due to a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Prime Minister Modi expresses condolences. CID arrests former Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Chandrababu Naidu, in Skill Development Corporation scam. In US Open tennis, Daniil Medvedev storms into men's singles final, beating defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Pakistan in Super 4 at 3 p.m. tomorrow in Colombo. And with that, we end the midday news.